Let's see what BT will do for me.
Hello, welcome to Deck It or Leave It. In the interest of our world audience, we're listening to Nick pick out an internet provider.
as we talk, yes.
He seems to be leaning towards Virgin Media at the moment.
People are trying to talk me out of it. I understand that.
It's crazy talk, man. It's crazy. I should press the button that says I'm doing a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Hang on. 30 meg is being offered by BT Infinity.
They'll probably give you 30 meg.
But they promised me 70 where I am, and they lied.
Didn't we already cover this area?
Yeah, we did, but like in my area, I found out why I don't get 70 meg. It's because we don't have copper in the ground, we have aluminium.
We have the same problem here. I've had the same explanation from BT Engineer.
And so every 6 months he'll come out and he'll just switch it to another aluminium line. And I'm like, well, just put copper in the ground.
Oh, they won't do that.
Fibre to the house.
It's worth a fortune.
Just do fibre to the house. I know. Yeah. It's getting stolen and sold.
Yeah, and they keep going. Look, I every time there's the remotest hiccup in internet, I check the BT service page. And there's never really a problem, and it's pretty reliable. But there's always at least one area of the country where BT are replacing cables because it's been stolen.
Yeah.
There's always on their status page, there's no phone in Kent because some fuckers stole the copper wires. Sorry. And you say, what are you supposed to do? If you're BT and people keep digging up the wire you put in the ground and selling it, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
But
that's a lot of effort to dig that up, though.
Yeah.
That's worth so much, though.
Yeah. And if you really need some heroin, it's it's not as much of a chore.
But they have put a law in place to stop being able to sell scrap metal without any details.
Yeah, when someone turns up at your scrapyard with a load of copper wire and they aren't already BT,
you know what it is.
You should ask questions.
It's either the train lines or BT.
Yeah. I forget. They nick train lines as well, don't they? Oh dear, let's not drag me into a long rant about drug policy in this country that comes out of me in Alison's voice. What happened in tech stuff?
Yes, we should talk about all that. You guys talked about joysticks last week. I heard that much.
We got some email on it as well.
Yes, we did.
We'll get to
that.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do email first?
Well, I was going to say, should we like round it off first?
Okay.
As it's been mentioned.
Right, now bear with me, because last night I redid my entire email system. Redid. My entire email system.
And so Martin sent an email.
Hang on.
Saying...
No, all right, I'm going to find it. Hang on.
All right, okay.
I've got it! Sorry, right, go ahead.
I just put some food in my mouth, so you go ahead.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Why have you got food? We're doing a show, for goodness
sake. I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch yet.
Neither have I. I've only been up 30 minutes ish. Actually
right,
that's a lie. It's nearly an hour.
Right. So Martin says, I just listened to the podcast for a realistically priced HOTOS joystick.
What's HOTOS. Where's Simon when you need him? That's the thing.
You get the rudder controls and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. A HOTUS joystick. I can recommend the Thrustmaster HOTUS X PC. Less than £40 and very popular on the Elite forums. Also compatible with PS3. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much can you trust a joystick named Thrustmaster?
Thrustmaster are brilliant. Seriously,
I appreciate the potential rudeness of the name here. I totally understand that. Yeah.
Thrustmaster were always the joystick of choice back in
the late 90s,
early 2000s. It's pretty good, actually.
It does. For some reason, the link has come up
as mobile.
But yeah, it looks pretty good.
But it's also not £40, according to this link. It's oh no, it is.
Yeah.
£38.57, and it's not in stock.
Of course it's not. Because it's so popular, right?
Yeah.
I tell you, I've been absolutely rinsing Elite over the weekend. It came out on the Mac.
Oh, did it?
It did. It's it's now available today. If you bought it, you've got the Mac version. So I went and downloaded it, installed it on the Mac, runs great. And so I've just been playing it all weekend. And
Of course.
With or without a joystick?
With my controller.
Ah.
I bought a Logitech Xbox-style controller. Did that a little while ago. Do you remember it came with the controller dock for an iPhone 5S?
That you never used?
That I've never used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you hear my cat in the background, she's still getting used to a new place, so she's kind of howling. So if you hear her, that's why.
Okay. So yeah, Elite Dangerous out on the Mac. I also heard we'll be getting Steam codes, so we'll have it as part of Steam soon. Because I bought it, and 2 days later it came out on Steam. It was...
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. And also, everybody that backed it on Kickstarter was a bit pissed off that they'd brought it out on Steam. It's like, well, we'd have preferred the Steam version.
Oh, that's why I know it. It's because it was the Kickstarter project.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, I just launched Steam.
No, don't do... Okay, too late.
You can buy it from Steam now, and if you were to buy it now, I'd recommend buying it from Steam, because then it's in your library. But... Yeah, if you didn't, you can buy it directly from the people who make it, and you'll I think they said on the 28th we'll all get Steam codes. So, looking forward to that. Actually, I'm probably not going to do anything with it. I'll just add it to the library. But it's still a fantastic game, and I love it more than anything. Basically,
that's fair enough.
It's a bit much, that isn't it? Really, it's just a really, really good game. I'm trying to become a bounty hunter.
Oh.
Yeah, I've just got to really...
That's what everyone wants anyway, isn't it?
I know. I'm just doing lots of shitty trading missions at the moment to try and build up some money and buy a big spaceship so I can kill people more easily.
Of course.
I've just got the basic ship at the moment. You can't become a bounty hunter full-time with just the basic ship.
You can if you're good enough, Rich.
I'm not good enough.
You can if you're Spike Spiegel, but that's something else entirely.
Yeah. No idea what Jen's talking about now.
Oh, I'm talking about an anime that's called Cowboy Bebop. You should check it out.
I've heard the words Cowboy and Bebop before. In that order. In reference to that.
It's Mutant Hero Turtles.
No, that's
Bebop,
Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something else entirely. Yeah.
Coming soon to a cinema screen near you.
See, oh, God. Don't get me started on that. Now you got me looking at Steam.
Yeah, sorry. I shouldn't mention it during the show because we all load it, don't we? Just
yes, we
and
do.
And then we all start
and
looking
then we all buy
it.
Stuff. Yeah. And, that we're never going to play.
Yeah. We
right, just so staying on the game theme.
Okay.
Blizzard have banned a load of people on World of Warcraft for using bots to automate menial tasks.
Really? Well, that's yeah. Fine.
About 100,000 accounts have been closed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And they've learned from the past mistakes because they've only banned them for 6 months.
Well, you got they must be. I was just thinking this as you were talking. They're on this weird situation where they want the integrity of their game to be maintained. However, that's 100,000 or more people all paying them whatever it is a month to play Warcraft. That's a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
And so they've got to play this balancing act between the integrity of the game must be preserved, but we need to make money.
Yeah.
And
last time as well, they got quite a big backlash from banning all these people, and it was kind of like beginners trying to get ahead in the game, so they're just using like a keyboard mod to keep tapping the button so they can chop more wood and stuff like that.
Right.
And so it wasn't the people really exploiting it to get money to sell in game. It was the people just trying to level up to get more out of the game.
Hmm. Well, in related news, did you hear what happened to somebody on Guild Wars 2?
No.
They ended up, he was using some type of hack to make him attack people faster or run faster or something like that. The devs found out about it. They took over his account, stripped the character down, made him jump off a roof and die, and then deleted the character. There's a YouTube video of it.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. There was it was like a virtual execution, wasn't it?
Yes, they literally took all his armor off and made him do a nasty plunge off of the top of a really tall building, killed him, and then deleted the character and banned his account.
Didn't just delete it. Didn't just switch it off. Didn't just get rid of that line in the database. Just let's have a thing and video it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, I read about that.
Was it, so this was Guild Wars 2, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was this week.
Yes. And the fact that they videotaped it and, you know, they taped it and put it on the internet and said, this is what happens, basically is what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, well, we'll just have some fun with it instead of just, you know, banning his account. Well, yeah, I don't know if he's banned for life, but I know they banned
him. Wow, here we go. Guild Wars 2 cheater publicly stripped and deleted.
Yes, that's it.
So, Nick, have you bought a Windows phone yet?
No, I haven't, actually. I've had a very busy week.
Are you going to buy one? I'm curious.
I really kind of want to. Because then they're not that expensive.
No.
At all.
And
I'm like, should I just get the 640 or should I get something a little bit bigger and better?
Well, whatever one you get is not going to replace your iPhone, so it doesn't really matter. Right. You're buying it entirely as a curiosity. Just, it's the thing and you can look at it and go, oh. And that's all it's good for. It will not replace your iPhone ever.
All right.
But
maybe I won't bother then.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's a complete waste of money for you. It right. really is. But I kind of want you to have one so that you just can
so you can add someone on your friends list on Windows Phone.
That's part of it. That is part of it.
Hang on, right? Come on then. Let's. Where do I buy it from? Amazon.
Any of the. It's all pretty much the same price everywhere, isn't it?
Because the thing is, I have recently spent quite a lot of money in America on a credit card that gives me Amazon vouchers as a reward.
Oh, have you really?
So, yeah, we planned it very well. So let's have a look. Windows. Oh, no, hang on. I want Nokia, don't I?
No, I just search for Lumia 640.
Lumia 640. Does it automatically come unlocked and stuff? Oh, hang on. No, it says here, from £0 on a new contract or £130 on Orange.
Mine was £119.99 from Carphone Warehouse.
Okay.
And it is an unlocked one because it just came in its own box sort of thing. Don't really get one. I'm not serious. I feel bad now you're actually looking at them. There's so many more things you should spend your money on.
Right.
If you've got 130 quid to piss away on a Windows phone, just you'd be better off served by getting Elite Dangerous, a big joystick, and a pile of other PlayStation games, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You'd get more out of that.
Well, speaking of Microsoft, did you hear that there's a Microsoft study that just came out that tech is shortening our attention spans? Really?
Sorry, I drifted partway. Could you say
that? Oh, you beat me to it. Wherever there's an obvious joke, one of us will say it.
Yeah.
That was pretty much known already, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. But I kind of think rather, I don't think it's just shortening my attention span. I think it's also increasing the amount of stuff I need to take in to stimulate me in the first place.
Yes.
Like, if I'm just on the computer, I can watch two videos at the same time now. Quite happy.
Wow.
I tell you what it is doing for me, it's broadening my reading material, for sure. And I'm learning a lot more these days than I did before I had an iPad or an iPhone.
When it comes to reading, it's the amount of reading I've done because of technology is just astronomical.
But you just know, I'm not ashamed to say it. I am addicted to Reddit, and just the amount of stuff I learn and read about on Reddit is incredible.
I have to agree with you. I'm also addicted to Reddit. I admit it freely.
I haven't looked at Reddit for ages.
There's a lot on there.
It's a life sucker.
So is Wikipedia. Wikipedia can.
Oh yeah.
You lose your all day reading Wikipedia pages.
Should I look at Reddit? I'm looking at Reddit now.
Depends on which category you go to, because there's all sorts of different categories you can read up on.
Oh, controversial. Let's look at that one. And the so this is a picture of Oprah's niece. Okay, she's hot. Okay.
Ooh.
Is that all it is? Is this just? Here's a picture.
Are you on the front page? Oh, contra, you clicked on controversial.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a picture of Oprah's niece. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! You see, you click.
Okay.
It's on controversial. You want to click on hot or new or something. Like, there's things like, it only took 4 months for China to achieve a jaw-dropping reduction in carbon emissions. A reduction in emissions that's approximately equal to the total CO2 emissions of the UK over the same period.
Hmm.
Wow. What's this one? What would be the worst thing you could say or do if you walked in on your parents having sex?
Done it.
And everybody said, can I join in? Yeah, that was...
Oh, really? I've actually done that. I've walked in on them.
I thought you were going to say and ask to join in. That was...
No. No. Heck no. No, but... Yeah, I have accidentally walked in on my parents. I admit it. It is now on record.
It must be. I heard stuff as a child. Not as a child, late teens. That was distressing. But then again, it turned out they also heard stuff as well. So, you know, it's all nothing embarrassing and stuff like that. It's... You know, we've all got those stories. I feel compelled to share one with you. I'm not going to do it.
I was smart enough to do it when my parents weren't home. So.
I thought I was getting away with it because the girl I was with had been a friend beforehand.
Mm.
It was like, no, we're just mates. And we'd go out all the time, like, as part of a group. Or even just two of us, just as friends. And she'd stay over at my house afterwards. That was a perfectly normal thing to happen. And so when we actually started sort of seeing each other, we thought, well, just don't tell them, and then she can come and stay over whenever she wants, because that's generally accepted as okay anyway. And then like 6 months later, after it all finished, my dad was just like, yeah, and don't think we didn't know what you were doing. Oh, okay. Like, yeah, kid, you get nothing past us. Okay, Dad. Okay, brilliant. Not the most embarrassing situation of that we ever had, but hey.
Anyway.
Yeah, there was a worse one. I'm looking for good tech news from this week, and I'm on page 9 of The Verge. It's been a bad week, hasn't it?
Another one that I saw that I thought was really interesting is that NASA is doing a competition for people who have 3D printers to make a new habitat for off-world exploring. So they're awarding. It's only $50,000 though.
And it's
I'm
only
like,
a, yeah.
Really?
Well, they're not going to build it, are they? It's not going to be a thing. Am I just too down?
Well,
on
they're
all
not.
That?
Well, they're talking about the people have to design it, and you can get a prize. I mean, it's a step
how,
in the right direction.
How well do you have to design it if you just got to use a 3D printer? Because I could print out a space station. You just print out Deep Space Nine and go, there you are, build that.
Did you see that flat in London, Rich?
Yes, I did. I've seen that flat in London a few times.
Yeah. And everyone was complaining, I think I commented on Facebook, actually. Everyone was complaining that it was the Voyager set of control panels, which were my favourite. So screw you, everyone. No one else agrees.
This is a guy in London who's done his flat up to look like it's a part of
Star Trek.
Star Trek, basically. He did it a few years ago. I've seen this, the same article pop up of, hey, it's time you can buy the Star Trek flat in London. Clearly, it's always bought by people who have every intention of keeping it exactly how he did it and don't want to rip it out. But people keep moving because surely there's only so long you can live like that.
Yeah, maybe.
It's only so long you can look at blue neon. And it doesn't look like there's anywhere to sit either, actually.
Well, is it the whole flat or is it just one room?
Studio flat, first floor of the building. There's parking. It's in central London. There's a park nearby. And the other key feature is it has a full Star Trek interior.
Yeah.
The main living space is 34 meters squared.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always dreamt of having your own Voyager?
No.
The opportunity to buy a unique and extraordinary Star Trek Voyager flat replica has arisen. You won't find any other property like this one. It's truly unique. You'll find all the smallest details. Do they have a floor plan? That's what I want to know. Well, it's one room, actually.
Yeah,
so what's
the floor
plan? Yeah, I was like, what's he going to do? It's a studio.
Offers in the region of £70,000.
That's a... Well...
I've made a huge mistake. I should have bought this place instead.
Sorry, how much is it?
£70,000?
You know what? For a studio in London, that's probably not bad.
That's amazing.
What we're probably finding out there is he's probably absolutely destroyed the property price by turning it into a Star Trek flat.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but...
I mean, it's very...
All the other flats on that floor are 140 grand each. I'm telling you, he's destroyed
it. I wouldn't put it past. Yeah, well, I don't really need that. I actually got to go to the Star Trek experience in Vegas before they tore it down.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really need that.
Bit jealous. Wish I could have done that.
Oh. Due to the unusual nature of this property, it is available for cash buyers only.
Ugh. That's another reason why it's 70,000. He's leaving the country.
I thought it said it was in London. It's saying it's in
In where? Lincoln?
Leicestershire.
Oh, right. That might be another reason why it's only 70,000.
Hmm.
Actual location, not central London. Okay, yeah, it's in Leicestershire.
Okay. I'm not moving there.
No, that's probably why it's only £70,000. But I mean, it does look awesome. There is a disco ball in there though as well, so that's a bit weird.
Goodness.
Maybe that's to simulate a star field outside one of the fake windows or something.
See, I would be more impressed if they made it to look like the Millennium Falcon or something.
You wouldn't want to live like that either. This is all a bad idea.
It is. Like, there's no...
I didn't say I'd live there. I just said I would be more impressed.
I can't see a single chair in any of these pictures.
There you go, you see.
Or a bedroom.
Oh, goodness.
No, it's not the bridge. It's basically a bar, some consoles that look like it should be a living room, and a holo pad. Nope. Transporter pad.
It wouldn't surprise me if whoever owns it never lives there. And just, like, goes and hangs out there occasionally.
It's not really the sort of place that you could bring someone back to that you picked up in a bar, is it?
Well, I was thinking that. You've got to make a choice, right? If you want to pull a Star Trek fan, I think you're going to do really well.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to pull a random person, then perhaps not so much.
Unless they buy it simply to have people, you go through it for tourism and pictures.
Although, do you know, if you're bringing a woman back to your flat, I can think of far worse things to be in your flat. Like,
I don't know.
Like pieces of other women.
Yeah.
That would be worse. You know, there's lots of other things that could be.
Or pieces of other men. Hey.
Pieces of anyone, really. I would class as a red flag.
Just the smell alone.
Yeah, there's so much wrong there, isn't there? You see? There are so many things you could have that are worse than that.
Anyway. And we're laughing about this. We should not be laughing about this.
What?
Dismembering people.
Yeah. I'm totally desensitized to violence and all that. I've watched too much television.
See, that goes right back to the Microsoft article saying that our attention span is messed up and we're also desensitized to violence.
Oh, I'm so desensitized to violence. I've seen every Criminal Minds. Nothing phases me anymore. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I'm most of the way into The Good Wife now as well, and that has some equally horrible things on it.
The Good Life?
The Good Wife. Wife. It's good. You should watch it. It's on Netflix.
It is a good show.
I'm currently... I've just started The Walking Dead.
Ah, right. Fair enough.
So that's what I'm on at the moment.
The joy that's in our house right now is that... You remember the TV show from the 90s called Dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now.
I know. I saw it.
Yeah.
And my husband's been watching it, and he loves it. And I've watched it back when it was on originally, so I remember a lot of it and all that. Of course, the ending is kind of sad. I won't spoil it. But I thought that was so innovative for the 90s.
I bought a great T-shirt on holiday that says, spoiler alert, everyone dies.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, considering it's dinosaurs, I can pretty much guess the ending.
Still sad.
Dinosaurs was huge in the 90s because you had the little one that said not the mama.
Not the mama, yeah.
And all that. And they were all based on real people.
Yes.
The dad's supposed to be Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's who the dad is based on.
I always thought he was based on Ralph Cramden, but okay.
Oh,
character from The Honeymooners?
Yeah. See, now I'm just remembering my dad. No, it was Ernest Borgnine.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. Who else was in that show? I feel like there were people in that show who we'd recognize, even though you don't technically recognize them from being in the show.
Because
they're dinosaurs, obviously. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We do that. We get dragged into this stuff. I see now why they put movie and TV stuff on The Verge. Because it seems to be alarmingly close to all the tech stuff for some reason. I don't know what that's about.
So, Google automated cars.
Yeah.
They have said that there was a certain number of accidents involving automated cars.
Four.
And four. Well, I thought it was a few more than four.
No, four.
It was best. Okay. And none of them were the car's fault.
Yeah.
It was other drivers.
Basically, yeah.
And they were mostly rear-ended, the automated cars.
So the cars are coming on well then. This is basically the point of this. Soon I will have a self-driving car and a drinking problem.
Oh, did you hear that the UK is the most binge drinking country in the world?
Yes, we've worked hard on that one.
I knew that in the mid 90s.
Yeah, when was it not? That can't be news, can it?
Someone actually mentioned it the other day. I was like, really? That's not that surprising to me.
That's like a news article that says the United States has more Americans in it than any other country. Like, well, yeah, that's where they all live.
What's our teen pregnancy rate like in this country?
9, I think, now. I think, like...
9 teen pregnancies in the last year.
No, I mean, like, that's your average age of a mother now.
Oh, damn. Oh, my goodness.
That was a quick come. Well done.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
All right, more upbeat news. A cycle lane that was installed in Amsterdam had solar panels installed along it.
Yeah.
And apparently it's exceeded expectations in terms of energy produced.
Well, way to go, Netherlands.
Well done there. Well done, Amsterdam.
I mean, that's a one step closer? One step closer to solar roadways, right? Which is, I don't know why people aren't doing that already.
Why does it have to be roadways? Why can't we just have solar panels?
Well, it's because roads are the most obvious place to do it. Because if you put it on top of a building, the building might get knocked down or, you know, something like that. But solar roadways, it's solar panels in the road that are specifically designed for grip and safety for cars. But also it allows you to have like variable speed limits, change road markings, without having to send line painting machines out. Or in car parks, if like all the disabled bays are taken up by probably non-disabled people, because that's what happens around this way, they can add another disabled bay in, or different times of day. So, you know, say old people who are disabled go out shopping more on a Thursday lunchtime. They can extend the car parking spaces for old disabled people. Okay. But then on a Saturday, they could take them away. But anyway, things like that. Have you not seen the video for it?
No.
So the roadways, don't watch it now because it will blow your mind. But, yeah, you need to, this will change the world.
Okay.
You need to watch this video.
That promises a lot.
It does. And I just can't believe that governments aren't doing this already.
Well, it costs money.
There you go. It does, but then so does digging up the M3 and putting in variable speed limit signs and stuff anyway.
You live in modern Tory Britain. Common sense is not something that's ever going to be part of this.
Ooh.
We are essentially in 5 years of limbo. I was thinking about this last night.
I've got some bad news, Rich.
What?
You think it's only 5 years?
Well, yeah.
Think this one through, right? In 5 years' time, are there going to, like, considering all the leaders quit of the other parties, in 5 years' time, is anyone still going to be able to challenge the Conservative Party?
Yeah.
Well enough to get them out of power?
Absolutely. It's totally doable next election. Totally okay, doable. Now, as long as Labour gets someone who's a bit decent.
A bit decent.
And unfortunately, the person I would have chosen has already pulled out of the leadership race.
Yeah. The other point. David Cameron will not be Prime Minister in 5 years' time, or leader of the Conservative Party in 5 years' time. He's already said that. He's only going to do 2 terms.
Yeah.
Who's going to replace him, Rich?
I have no idea. Probably someone even more evil.
Boris Johnson will replace him. And for some reason or other, people love Boris Johnson. Do you know who's going to be Prime Minister in 5 years' time, Rich?
Don't. He's not. He fucking isn't. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. No, people.
That's my prediction now. Okay. In 5 years' time, we'll come back. We'll see who was right.
You see, now we're just in a point where...
I mean, I'm not saying that's a good thing.
Oh, no, I understand. I totally understand. I just think we're at a point where we now have a government. How off topic is this? Now we're going to get email. Yeah. We've now got a government that wants to do lots of stuff that nobody else wants them to do. And so for the next 5 years, nothing is going to happen. Right? We're just going to have David Cameron and his mates having stupid ideas and trying to make them happen, and then everybody blocking them. And that's just going to happen for 5 years. Nothing is going to get better at all. And I'm not saying that things would get better if we let David Cameron have his ideas. Things would probably get worse. In fact, things would get worse. But no improvement is going to happen. So I'm just pissed off that we've got 5 years of this.
This isn't entirely off topic. Because the draft communications data bill is on the cards, which
yes,
basically means that the government will be able to snoop more. They're calling it the snooper's charter, be able to snoop more on anyone for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, basically. What the NSA already do, we'll have it written into law. Now... The problem with this has been around for a long time, this Snooper's Charter, and it was actually Gordon Brown's idea. And
yep.
This was actually what, in my opinion, was the biggest problem with Labour when they lost power. And it was when they were pushing through this Snooper's Charter. They wanted ID cards. They were really, really dark and twisted and fucked up towards the end.
I think big governments or powerful governments, well, no matter which party's in, they all are going down this route. And it's almost like they are, in fact, using fear to push these things through of, oh, terrorism and 9/11 and, oh, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. And we have to spy on everything. Oh, but don't worry, if you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, the ridiculous thing is,
have you done anything wrong? Have you?
The crazy thing is I think they're only trying to push things through out of their own fear. Because ultimately, you know, Theresa May has no interest in who I email. She really, it really is the brown people she doesn't like. And that's, let's be honest. They are not pushing this through to fuck with me or you, Nick, because we're white guys. It's really to spy on people that they think are extremists or people who do things that they don't like.
I think saying it's against brown people is probably the wrong way to phrase it. It's people against their ideologies, because that could be anyone of any color, and I think that's the key. They want to know who doesn't support the capitalist ways.
I think it's out of their own fear.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't support it in any way. I don't defend it in any way. And I think it's based on their fear and they play upon ours to try and push it through. However, I don't think it will get past the House of Lords because they fucking hate it.
Well, they don't understand it anyway.
And they don't understand it. And then there was everything Nicola Sturgeon said the other day as well. I'm starting to really like that woman, incidentally. The big news was she had her first meeting with David Cameron, like a one-on-one.
Right.
And they both come out of it, and the news is eager to ask them both, how did that go? You know? Mm. And he was, well, it was lots of fun. It was nice meeting her. Jolly Scottish people. Way. All that. And she came out and like, yeah, I told him I'm not going to let him do anything there. And so you just know, because they've now got such a big power in Parliament, the Conservatives are not going to get
incredible.
Anything through.
Like, it's absolutely amazing. Lib Dems have just been completely obliterated in this country.
We knew that was coming.
They went from 46 seats down to 8, I think it was.
Wow.
Well, they lost 46 seats down to 8. It was something like that. And then the SNP got 56 seats. And did you see a lot of them got into trouble over their first few days? In the House of Commons,
BuzzFeed have
not
done
following the rules.
BuzzFeed have done a wonderful article on the SNP MPs.
Have they?
Yeah. They've been posting selfies.
Yeah.
They've been doing all sorts of stuff.
There's a new MP. Is it for the SNP? She's 20 years old, and she got into trouble because some of her tweets from a few years ago were about her going out and getting absolutely bladdered.
I don't know, but they would be. They'd be like a 18, 19-year-old Scottish girl going out and getting absolutely bladdered.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Which is what I assume they all do.
Uh-huh.
And
most of them.
Don't have a problem with that. She was probably... Whatever she does, she'll be better than the conservative fuck alternative. We're way off here, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are.
But do you know what? I've not done a show where I've ranted about the election yet.
Well, there you go.
That's your mini rant now.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is as close as I've gotten. And to everyone who didn't do what I wanted them to do, fuck you, basically. That's it. But I am banned from participating in politics.
So just as a footnote to this, there's the bill that they're trying to push through of being able to see what everyone's doing and stuff, like, it's kind of already started. This whole transition is kind of already started by the government insisting that ISPs ban certain websites or ban access to certain websites. Now, be they illegal or not, and be whether I agree with them or not, I think that's a dangerous move in the first place.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
And I could, you know, I understand that things like sites like the Pirate Bay are potentially supporting illegal activities. But I don't agree that we should, as a blanket rule, be blocked from accessing them without the majority of the country even knowing these sites exist, to be honest.
It's a stupid thing. technically, because of all the websites that are blocked here, we have one of the most censored internets on the planet in the UK. I think we beat China. And the
And
the reason why it's not as big a deal is because, yeah, we block BitTorrent sites and not, like, the news and stuff like that. The argument that piracy in any way funds anyone or anything is kind of a joke. I would assume that most of the audience listening to me and both of you have at some point in your lives been on the Pirate Bay and used it. And just think about this. When you did that, did any money in any way come from you? Did you did you even click on an ad or anything like that? The money, that there is no money in piracy. There's nothing. The people who make money from piracy are the guys selling Huggy DVDs at markets, because you buy those with money. And what they then do with that money, I don't know. You know, and they obviously won't all do the same thing with the money. But online piracy, how is anybody making anything off that?
The argument is that they're not making money off it, but they're stopping money being made by the content producers. That's the piracy law. And, you know, as I said, whether I agree with that or not, it should not be the government's place to block access to any website at all.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely. And to say, well, it's all right if we do it to this sort of thing, then it's not long before you know there's something on the list that you don't agree with it being that thing. It's all right when it's like child porn and animal porn and piracy. We can all get on board with that. But when it's maybe when it's a news site that presents a type of news that isn't popular with the government, then it's probably
when it's access to the Labour Party's website or the Lib Dem Party's website because they're evil people.
Yeah. Then we then we have a problem.
Well, kind of segueing, did you hear that two bank websites were held for ransom?
No, I didn't.
For bitcoins.
Wow.
They wanted bitcoins as a ransom.
I don't get Bitcoin, you know. And there was a good wife on it last night. They were defending the person who invented Bitcoin or something. I didn't even get the episode. Bitcoin is that much of a mystery to me. You say it, my brain overloads, a fuse blows, and I come back online in about an hour.
I understand Bitcoin, but I also understand it's the most volatile currency in the world and is worth a fraction of what it was 5 years ago, so there's no point in investing in it.
Yeah, but just the fact that they didn't want real money. Let's put this into perspective. They didn't want real money. They wanted bitcoins as ransom. Yeah.
But it's because it's untraceable or can be untraceable. Someone's got a list somewhere, I'm sure, of every transaction that's ever happened. But it's allegedly, untraceable. So they can do what they want with it and they can go on whatever's replaced the Silk Road and buy whatever they want.
Yeah. Entirely feasible.
I think we should start a revolution where we all just go on tour and so no one can trace us.
Just everyone moving all the become a nomadic
society. Make it really easy. Well, I didn't say that. Just make it really easy for people to access Tor anonymously and
Well, the government want to get into Tor. That was the thing. That's
the
been
strange
a news
thing.
Story.
The strange thing about Tor that always gets me is that it's funded by, in part, the US government.
I did not know that.
It was started and is still funded in part by the US government.
Yeah, makes them look better, though.
I don't think it's even the government. I think it's the MOD, or the Department of Defense.
Right, okay.
Which is... It's really, like, almost, I don't know, I just don't understand. They're trying to stop all this online anonymity and trying to know what everyone's doing, and yet they're funding a completely untraceable, anonymous side to the internet.
The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, we have a new mobile network or two here right now.
There's the this free one, right?
Yeah, that was actually the one I was looking at. Freedom Pop. Do you have Freedom Pop in America, Jen?
I believe so. Let me look.
I think they came from that way, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it's that a US firm is to extend its free mobile data, voice, and text offering to the UK.
I've got to say, I said this last week, but I've got to say again, mobile coverage in the US is shit. No matter what network you're on. Carry on.
I can't argue with that. Actually, we do have Freedom Pop. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be an MVNO, I would imagine. But basically, you get a SIM card. It has 200 megs of data, 200 texts, and 200 minutes of calls a month, and that's free. That's pretty cool. Do you know what? That would be enough for most people.
I think it's only about 200 meg free, isn't it?
Yeah. The data is the only place where that falls flat for me. I don't send 200 texts and I don't spend 200 minutes on the phone every month. So I would get away with that.
No.
It's just the data. And if you just go on Wi-Fi a lot, then you're not going to run into a problem, are you? Really?
It's true.
That's not bad for free. And even if you go over that, I don't know what you start paying money for, because obviously you do pay money for stuff, otherwise they wouldn't have a business.
Yeah, you can add bolt-ons, I believe, for so I can extra get data or extra minutes or whatever.
You can get an extra number from... Oh, hang on. Right, so the company told the BBC it plans to make money from selling users additional data beyond the amount offered free of charge and additional services for which it will also charge. These include the ability to roll over unused data to the next month, anonymous browsing to protect online privacy, and the ability to add a second number from more than 60 countries so that friends and family outside the UK can call at local rates. That's pretty cool.
Really good idea.
Looks like they get a lot of money from the actual hardware, too, all the phones and stuff that they have on the site I'm looking at. You can buy the phones from them, and that's probably where they get a lot of their money, too.
Right, okay. Yeah, it looks like here they're just doing SIMs. Do they have a website I can look at?
FreedomPop.com is what it is here. And you can get some Samsung phones. You can also get an HTC Evo phone. A little thing that you stick. You can get a stick, an internet USB stick.
All right.
You can get an actual router.
I have to
What's a sleeve rocket?
I have to do a thing to check availability in my area.
Turn your iPod Touch into an iPhone with the Freedom Sleeve Rocket.
What? I've put my email address in. It says, please try a different email address. What? Okay, I'll try a different email address. Check availability.
Yeah, you need your email address to look. Why?
It was a real email. That was my email address. What? See if your location... Please include your street address to confirm coverage. I'm going to get fucking junk mail.
I don't think it's in my area anyway right now, but hey.
Thanks.
Can wish, right?
What? Hang on, Freedom Pop. I was checking availability and...
Thank you.
We have
agreed to your kind donation of £10,000 to our cause.
Thanks, you have been successfully added to the beta list. I didn't want to be added to the beta list. I filled out a form that said check availability in your area. Don't like this company now.
Speaking of phone companies and data companies that lie, we've brought it all the way back around.
What the hell is that about? I'm now on a list. don't like this. I'm going to talk about the other new network and say it's probably better than theirs. Carphone Warehouse have launched a mobile network.
Oh God! Didn't they launch TalkTalk? Who was TalkTalk? Oh no, that was Currys, wasn't it? It was TalkTalk. Sure it was.
I'm not sure, you know.
Someone who used to own TalkTalk.
Was it T-Mobile?
No.
No.
The talk group.
I can't remember now. Anyway, Carphone Warehouse have launched a mobile network. It's called ID, and it works on the Three network. And they've just got three shitty phones that you don't want. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't know that there's anything especially special about it. It's the first mobile network built around what our customers actually want. Maximum control and flexibility without any fuss. Isn't that what you all want?
Okay, hang on.
And the phones you can get is the Samsung Galaxy A3. The A3.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. The Nokia Lumia 635. So the one. The
old one.
The one that the 640 has just replaced. Or the Sony Xperia M2. Yes. So let's just see what you actually get here. For this Nokia Lumia 635, you see, it's £7.50 a month. They're playing up the cheap thing, and you get 250 megabytes of 4G data.
According to their Wikipedia page, they are a subsidiary of Carphone Warehouse.
No, TalkTalk was founded in 2003 as a subsidiary of Carphone Warehouse and was demerged as a standalone company in 2010.
All right.
And then it was sold on to... Who did you say just took it over?
I don't know. I thought they bought Tiscali.
Oh, they bought Tiscali. Yeah, fine. But they also own Blinkbox as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
they purchased the ADSL business of Virgin Media in November 2014. What's Ofcom or Ofcom?
That's our communications networks monitor. They're basically like the FCC.
Oh, gotcha.
They also bought the broadband service of Tesco, so that also explains why their service is terrible.
Everybody, don't buy any of these deals on this Carphone Warehouse thing. I've got to tell you now, they're all bad. Don't do any of these. And don't get any of those phones, especially don't get the 635. It's already been replaced. The A3 is being replaced soon. I don't even know what the M2 is, the Sony Xperia M2. Oh, somebody came.
I got
a look at an Xperia. It was very nice, you know. The Sony flagship one. I mean, I don't know how long they're still making them for, but...
For many years, I've just sort of thought that Sony phones are really inconsequential.
They are inconsequential.
The M2 has an 8-megapixel camera. And it's waterproof up to 1.5 meters in fresh water for 30 minutes. That's pretty good.
Just go and buy yourself a Lumia 640 and...
Get a free SIM.
Get a SIM card for it. And you'll get better deals than this. The network deals aren't especially great at all. It looks like the most data you can get is 2 gigs, and that's £25 a month. That's a lot. It is a 12-month contract. I think that's part of the attraction. And if you've got a Lumia 635, you will definitely want a new phone in a year. So the A3 looks all right, though. These are very low-end phones.
On the topic of mobile phones...
Good, I like this one. Go on.
We got an email.
Oh, we did.
Yes.
Let me just bring up Gmail. Hang on. I'm back on Gmail.
Of course you are.
Dude, do you know what?
Nothing shocks me anymore with you, Rich. I'm back on Gmail. I hate Gmail.
Do you know what?
I hate everything. I hate tech. I love tech.
This happened.
I bought a mobile phone.
This happened yesterday when I got an email from GoDaddy that was reminding me that in a week, the email system I pay for is going to renew. And you pay for it by the year, so it's a big chunk of money.
Mm.
And basically, this was a warning saying, we are going to charge you about 120 quid in a week. So, heads up.
At least they warned you.
Well, yeah. And I am not, I have not been happy with the email system. So, being told that I'm going to have to pay a big chunk of money in a week was enough to spur me on to start looking at alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've cancelled my subscription. I'm not going to be renewing what it was, but I'm kind of technically still with GoDaddy. I'm just using their free email account. But now I'm using it through Gmail so that I don't need any storage on the actual mailbox.
There you go.
So Gmail checks it like it's a POP3 email address, downloads the email from it, and then it lives in Gmail. So I'm saving £120 a year.
Yay!
But it means I have to go back into Gmail. But it's changed a fair bit since I used it, and it's all right. It's all right for now. But I'm not using it for my main personal email. I'm still on iCloud and using... Well, I'm actually still using Outlook on my phone and iPad. What was
anyway.
Well,
let's get to the email.
Sorry. Do the email, so I can't find it. Someone else read it. It
says, hi, guys. You do a great show, and I listen to it every week. Don't give up anytime soon. You're awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
No,
Nick wrote the email. Nick that's reading
and
the
not
email.
Me. No.
That would be weird.
Different. I might do that in the future.
Yeah. Here's an email from me.
Yeah. On to the tech question. I was listening to Rich talk about Windows phones on my Lumia 930 and laughing to myself until he got to the bit about the app situation. I'm not much of an app user, but even I know there's a problem. So when Rich said, why doesn't someone make better ones? I thought, hey, I could do that. One hitch in this plan, though, is the Windows Phone SDK plugs into Visual Studio 2013, which costs £300. Looking around online, the cheapest I can find it and it not being an obvious scam and or pirate copy is £200 off eBay. Is there somewhere I could go to find it cheaper? Could I use an older version of Visual Studio? And perhaps I should have read this line at the beginning. If you need to take some time to do research and get back to me, that's fine. Keep up the good work.
If I were buying Visual Studio, I would buy it from Microsoft, and that's really all there is to it. I don't know how essential that is to do or where you might find it cheaper, but I personally would just go to Microsoft and buy it from them.
I'm amazed it's still a thing that costs money.
So am I. Rather famously, one of the selling points of the Mac is anyone can make a Mac app. You just download Xcode for free from the store, and it comes with absolutely everything you need to make an OS X or iOS app. Microsoft don't work on that same basis and never have. You've always needed to buy Visual Studio. Kind of surprises me that there are so many shit basic Windows apps as a result. You'd think that that price barrier would up the quality a little bit, but I don't know where you would buy it cheaper. I would just get it from Microsoft, to be honest. But like you say, Nick, I'm still stunned that's a thing you have to buy. Didn't they announce something about...
They've got a new one coming out, allegedly.
Yeah, they have, because they showed it off at Build. Because it now compiles Objective-C.
Okay, didn't do Visual Studio Community. Free, full-featured, and extensible tool for developers building non-enterprise applications. So it's free for open-source projects, academic research, training, education, and small professional teams.
Hmm. That's good.
Yeah. This
And they currently do Visual Studio Community already.
I was going to say, I am now on visualstudio.com and I'm looking at a button that says Download Community 2015. Community Edition. Build better apps for any platform, including Windows, iOS, and Android devices. It looks like they're turning Visual Studio into just... this is what they were saying. They're turning it into just a general development environment. And so they would allow you to compile iOS apps and that sort of thing, which traditionally can only be done on the Mac.
Here we go. environment for building web, Windows, desktop, and cross-platform iOS, Android, and Windows apps. But having said that, the next step up is quite a leap. It goes from free to $1,200.
There you go.
And then after that, if you need something better than the professional software, this is what I hate about Microsoft products. They got different
so many
standards.
Different versions.
But yeah, after the 1200 version, the next step up is $6,000.
Well, one would assume that if you need that, you're going to make more than $6,000 back from your app.
I guess.
But still.
No, I'm with you. I think Xcode is a wonderful thing. It's just one of those things. It's always been this way. But yeah, go with the community. Check out this community edition of Visual Studio at visualstudio.com and see what you can do with that. With your Lumia 930.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure is a lovely phone. But it has the app problem. It's just the app problem. There's so many good things about that 640, you know. There really are. I'm kind of wanting to compare it with, though. Hang on. Bear with me. Pay as you go. New SIM. There's an Android phone of around the same price. I think it's the Motorola. I can't find it on here.
Hey, on Microsoft.com, the Lumia 930 has a 4.7 out of 5. That's on Microsoft, though. But
seems a little gotta love too it. Obvious.
Gotta love it. I'm going to start putting star ratings on all our shows. I'll put the rating on as well.
People have told me they would give this a 5-star rating.
Yeah. That person was my mum.
Yeah, I like it. It's Alison.
Yeah. No,
so
she,
it's more than
she
one
wouldn't
person.
Be that generous. She's heard our stuff. Oh, here we go. The Moto E. Oh, is that? That's even cheaper than I thought it would be. Oh, there it is. No, the Moto G 4G, second gen. It's £40 more expensive, but it's got the same hardware as the Lumia 640 basically, but it's an Android phone. Am I rambling mindlessly now?
A little bit,
sorry,
just a bit.
Speaking of mindless things, I'm back on it, aren't I? Candy Crush,
yeah.
Their shares have plunged by 14% after they said, we're not going to hit our profits that we estimated. Sorry.
That happens. I don't look,
King Digital revenue fell 6.1% to only £361 million
how
in the
do
first
you,
3 months.
How do you predict revenue of a company? How the fuck do you do that?
Well, you kind of go, right, this is our current revenue. Over the next 3 months, with all the plans and processes we've put in place, we expect to get X number of more customers who will spend X number more pounds. And, you know, we may lose a tiny percentage of users who are likely to realize that they're wasting their lives. But based on this and the advertising that we've done and blah, 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 this is what we predict we will make.
Okay.
Hmm.
Right.
Sorry.
Fair enough. Allison's
that's
probably,
business. That's
yeah. Allison's business. Probably playing Candy Crush right now. If she's not playing Civ 5.
Let's have a look
things.
On Steam, shall we? Find out.
I don't have
when
on
I logged
list,
on earlier,
so I don't know.
She was playing Civ 5.
Yeah. She's playing through the scenarios now. I've never played a scenario on it.
I don't think I have. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a lie. I think I played the Roman one.
I'm gonna dare to open Steam.
No, she's not online anymore. Rich just logged on.
Yeah, I just loaded. I said.
Yeah, I don't have her on my list, so.
She's obviously on Candy Crush.
She plays it a lot. Never pays for it though. They
must
be raking it in.
Well, it's those people who go, oh. Do I want 5 more moves just to get past this level I've been stuck on for 4 4 weeks.
What's that?
79p.
What's that other one that Kate Upton keeps telling me I should play?
I have no idea.
Because I feel compelled to play it every time she says, you should go and play this. Yeah, okay. Oh, wait, no, sorry, no. Ah, see what you did there. Not getting me like that.
Game of War. Here's why Kate Upton, Game of War ad is atrocious. We've got a whole thing on it. Oh, yeah, celebs have started endorsing these stupid little games.
Well, I've seen a few. I mean, over here we have a lot of commercials where they have celebs playing with a Nintendo DS, so. But they're not playing games, they're playing, quote unquote, mind, you know, enhancing.
Yeah, no, we get that.
Whatever.
We used to have it with Ant and Dec, didn't we? The DS and had
we had a Patrick Stewart one, I think.
That was it, yeah.
It was, wasn't it Patrick Stewart and what's the name? She's in the Harry Potter films. Never mind.
Maggie Smith.
That's that really narrows it down.
Not Maggie Smith. Thingy Weasley. The mother of the Weasley family.
Yeah, Julie Walters.
Julie Walters, yes, that's it. It was Julie Walters and Patrick Stewart.
Did they have Philip Schofield as well?
No, I don't remember Philip Schofield. Oh, they might have done him and Holly Willoughby.
Yeah. Well, no, it was Fern Britton at the time, I think.
That might have worked better because she's quite old. Holly Willoughby's quite young and young.
Mm.
Stop there.
Yeah. She's quite an attractive lady.
Mm.
That's where I'll leave that one.
Have we got anything to finish this show with?
Sorry, I was just thinking we could all sit and think about Holly Willoughby for a bit. That could be something we do. I think it's happening whether I decide to do it or not.
Well, you started this with Kate Upton, so...
Sorry.
Candy Crush.
Yeah. I do realize a great deal of the audience will have to Google Holly Willoughby.
Oh, shit. Here's one. Nintendo's first profit in 4 years.
Wasn't that a couple of weeks ago? Did we miss that? But yeah, it happened.
I think so.
Woo-hoo.
What did they get it from? Did they specifically say what was getting the better sales, or
lower costs had offset the impact of slowing revenue growth?
It's okay, so they're making shit cheaper.
What they did? No. What they did, I think I read this in my mind, was they took all the unsold DSs, resprayed them, put them on the shelf, and that's why their costs fell, because they weren't making new DSs; they were just spray painting the old ones. I think that's what. I might be wrong.
Fair enough. There isn't really anything else, is there? Did we get any more email?
No, there were only two.
Only two. If you want to send us an email, you can send one to takeitorleaveit@simplysyndicated.com. All the email works now, so it's fine. You can do that. Didn't work yesterday. Works today, though. It was a quiet day. It was nice. You know, and you get that happy message from Google going, hey, you've got nothing in your inbox. Oh, I've got an email from Freedom Pop.
There you go.
Sorry, you've been rejected. We were listening live to your show.
No, I think I'm going to get a lot of these. Hang on, there's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of it. I'll just hit that and... There you go. I have been removed from all Freedom Pop emails. I don't want your shitty email. I'm not getting at your phone network. I'll pay for mine. Too middle class to have free phone. That's.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm going to go and play. I keep calling it Frontier, and it's not. It's Elite Dangerous. Not Elite Frontier. Do you remember Frontier? Lost the summer of my life to that as well. I'm going to lose this summer to Elite Dangerous. That's going to happen.
Fair enough.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Something might have happened by then. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.